It's a Southern California tradition. Pasadena's Tournament of Roses Parade, an event that practically defines New Year's Day. We're here to bring you the sights, the sounds, the excitement, and the history of the parade.
This is where all the planning takes place for the parade.
We'll tour the fabulous Wrigley Mansion, where I've met past queens and their courts. We'll meet the most recent queen, and we'll show you how TV changed everything.
I'm up all night. I'm going to do the parade.
The floats, the stars, and the people who come out to see them. Welcome to In Depth, a History of Roses. Welcome to Fox 11 News In Depth, a History of Roses. I'm Hal Eisner, and it's hard to believe it's that time of year again, right? Time to get ready for the Rose Parade, and there's so much history here to talk about. Let's get started. Here's an old black and white film from the silent era, showing the floats roll past the crowds, taking it all in. You have to go back to the days of President Benjamin Harrison to find the first Tournament of Roses parade. It was the winter of 1890, the first day of the year. The Pasadena Valley Hunt Club created a parade to promote the city, its beauty, and its great weather. The floats look like horse-drawn chariots and stagecoaches. 5 years later, they start taking on their distinctive floral appearance, and from then on to today, it's a rose explosion. We're at Pasadena City Hall. The mayor here is Victor Gordo, and I know from our past conversations you love this parade.
Oh, I love the parade, I love the city, and I love January 1st.
Well, what is this parade about to you?
Well, the parade is really a celebration of our city, of our culture, our great history here in Pasadena, and most importantly, the great weather that we bring to every January 1st here in the city of Pasadena.
But for you and the folks here at City Hall, this particular parade brings prestige, it brings money.
You know, Pasadena is a small city, but it's a small city that manages to demand a world stage. And a big part of that is the Rose Parade. The Rose Parade has put Pasadena on the map for now going on 136 years.
That's amazing, isn't it? And it's got a global audience. And do you think people actually come here to Pasadena because they saw the Rose Parade and maybe in Europe somewhere?
I think they do. You know, when the parade started, it started as an economic development tool to do precisely that, to show people in other parts of the world that on January 1st, we were outdoors, flowers were blooming, and we were having a good time. And I think that holds true today.
Now, one thing I want to show everybody here is that great big gray vehicle behind us. This is brand new. This is a brand new command center for the Pasadena Police, and this thing will be somewhere along the parade route.
It will be. We can't say where, but people should feel very safe and confident that we're prepared to host the hundreds of thousands of people that will be here celebrating on New Year's Eve and on New Year's Day. The Pasadena Police Department, together with the Sheriff's Department and other agencies, take every precaution so that people can enjoy themselves.
And I know that thing is filled with all kinds of equipment and cell phones and whatever to be able to make that happen that way. The thing about this is what you had before was like an RV.
It was an RV.
And this is a $1.7 million improvement.
It's a $1.7 million improvement that represents the best and latest in public safety technology in order to ensure that our officers have that technology at their disposal to keep everyone safe.
And will we see you in the parade?
You will. I'll be coming down Colorado Boulevard with my family and friends, waving and hoping to catch everyone waving back.
It'll be a little bit like that.
Well, I don't quite have down that way.
Like that. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Always good to see you.
Thank you. Coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, the History of Roses, we'll meet the president of the Tournament of Roses Association, Ed Morales, and we'll take a tour of the famous Wrigley Mansion, which is also known as Tournament House. Be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth, a History of Roses. And boy, does this place behind me have a history. This is the Tournament House. Back in the early 1900s, it was built. It was the home of the Wrigleys, the chewing gum family. And it's got 22 rooms, 18,000 square feet, and inside, an amazing amount of history.
This is where all the planning takes place for the parade and the game each year.
It's massive, 18,500 square feet.
How many rooms?
22 rooms.
22 rooms.
And Charlie Wood knows each and every one of them really well.
Come on into the living room. It's rather spectacular.
He's been a volunteer here for years, loves the place, and knows so much about it. It was the home to William and Ada Wrigley from 1914 to 1958.
Mrs. Wrigley didn't like him yelling on the phone, so she built him, catch this, a telephone booth. Rather novel for that period of time. Mrs. Wrigley died in 1958. The house was given to the city of Pasadena in 1960, as long as it would be our headquarters.
Charlie says Mrs. Wrigley felt like the Tournament of Roses parade was her very own because it formed right in front of her house.
And this is where I think Mrs. Wrigley watched the parade from. It's a spectacular view.
You look out this window, how far back do the parades go in your mind?
In my mind, I joined the tournament in 1977, but we moved down in 76, and we actually came to see it.
In 1977, the Grand Marshals were singing cowboy Roy Rogers and his wife Dale Evans, just two of the many remarkable Grand Marshals over the years. People like Frank Sinatra, Lawrence Welk, who can forget Kermit the Frog, and actors Gregory Peck and Shirley Temple. There were President and Mrs. Nixon, and the 34th President of the United States, Dwight David Eisenhower.
Let's go into the dining room, because I want to show you where President Eisenhower had breakfast the morning he was Grand Marshal of the parade.
But it's not where he had breakfast that's memorable. It's what happened afterwards. Before the parade, comedian Bob Hope told the President, "It's really cold, and he should drink lots of coffee." Then just before the parade,
Bob Hope leaned back over and said, "It's a 2.5 hour parade and they don't stop."
That's when the President sneaked away from his Secret Service detail to find a bathroom.
Stepped in, pulled this little pocket door out.
Problem was, after he was done,
he couldn't get the door open.
Eventually he did and made the parade on time, but it took pounding on the walls for the President to get help. And that's why this is officially known as the Eisenhower bathroom.
Best wood in the house.
Charlie loves the wood inlays on the doors, like this book match veneer.
Which means that you slice the tree, open it up, and it looks the same on both sides. Mrs. Wrigley loved this stuff. This is the mind, the heart, the body, and the soul.
But the heart and soul of what goes on here isn't just the trophies or gifts like this one from the Pac-12 for the 100th Rose Bowl. It's the volunteers, over 900 of them, people who make the Tournament of Roses what it is. People like Charlie Wood, who get as excited today as he did 40 years ago, walking the floats and seeing parade watchers' reactions.
You come around the corner at onto Colorado, and your jaw drops, and all you can see, people who are there to watch your parade.
And the joy flowers and floats bring to each and every one of them.
Now we're in the living room of this incredible building. And, you know, it's very common that every year the president, which in this case is Ed Morales, comes from the volunteers in the Rose Parade, the people who wear the what jackets?
The white suits, but the presidents wear a red coat.
Right, exactly. How long have you been a volunteer?
I've been a volunteer for 32 years with the association.
Did you ever think you'd become the guy in charge?
Well, I found out 8 years ago that I would, and prior to that, you know, I knew it was a possibility, but I was excited to learn that I was going to have this exciting year.
You know, one of the perks is you get to pick the theme.
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
Well, it's something that the president gets to do on his or her own, but oftentimes in collaboration with their family, as was the case in our case. And my wife and I met volunteering in the community here in Pasadena. We actually met in the Pasadena JCs, or Junior Chamber of Commerce. And so we were trying to figure out a theme that captures that feeling you get when you're volunteering in the community and doing something good, that sense of fulfillment you get. And then, you know, we tried many variations, and our children, who are our worst critics, would say things like, "Dad,
aren't they always?"
They are. They were going, "Dad, oh my God, you're so old," or "Dad, are you trying to put people to sleep with that theme?"
Yeah.
So we kind of looked back and remembered when, you know, those days when we would tuck them into bed and they'd go over their day, and then this happened and this happened and this happened, and oh my God, it was the best day ever. And we just remembered that phrase, and we thought that that captured that feeling and so much more. It really means something different to a lot of different people. And it also, we also sell, the theme also celebrates people that create a lot of best days ever for others. So it really is multifaceted.
So it's three words.
Best day ever. There's no the.
Yeah, best day ever. Well, you know, I think that's a very meaningful thing. Of course, in the past, there have been themes that were built around musical ideas and things like that. What were you envisioning for the best day ever?
Well, I mean, for us tournament volunteers and people that live in this community, the January 1st is the best day ever. I mean, where in the world is there a celebration like this where you have a world-class parade followed by the world's best bowl game, the Rose Bowl game? It's a phenomenal experience, and I hope everyone comes out and experiences it at least once.
You know, I think there's something to be said for that being the best day ever. I mean, especially the first time you put your eyeballs on this parade, because it is extraordinary, and it goes for quite a while. Do you have any sense right now of how many marching bands, how many floats, how many this, how many that?
I have a good sense of that.
Okay.
We have 24 marching bands, 39 floats, and about 16 equestrian units.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Got it all.
Got it all. It's going to be a great parade. We've got some very exciting units in the parade this year. Both the Army and the Navy are celebrating their 250th anniversary. Oh. So we'll have the U.S. Navy Band out of Washington, D.C., in addition to the U.S. Marines out of San Diego, which they always lead off our parade. And we also will have the Old Guard Fife and Drum Corps from the U.S. Army, one of the oldest military bands in the country.
Right.
They'll be marching in front of the Army's float. They also have a float in the parade.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, this parade draws so many eyeballs, but it also brings so many people here to Pasadena. And, you know, does there feel like a lot of weighty responsibility here on your shoulders?
Well, there is a lot of responsibility, but there's a lot of shoulders around here. With 935 volunteers, we have 14 members on our executive committee, we have more than 30 operating chairs, and really, at this juncture, they're doing all the heavy lifting. I'm just the guy that gets to wear the red coat and have all the fun.
And be on TV.
Be on
TV. Yeah,
but
the thing about the red coat guy, and I've interviewed for the last, almost decade, you all seem so happy. You all seem like, this is the best day ever.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The parade really, you know, I say we're in the joy business. We're in the business of spreading joy. And what in a day, in an era like this where there's so much division, it's just so nice to be part of something that unites and brings people together. And it's just all about just spreading joy and spreading love. It's phenomenal.
And that's a lot of what the Rose Parade does. Yeah. Ed Morales. All the best. Can't wait to see this parade. Are you going to be on a float?
We will be in a 1914 Rambler.
Wow.
Green. It'll be beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So much history in this parade, isn't there? We have to look back. Take a look.
Parade broadcasting started in the 1940s, and Southern California's KTTV was there to get it going. Tip-to-tail parade coverage from black and white to color. In 1949, KTTV cameras rolled on the parade as its first broadcast. These images are from the early 50s. The sound is missing. You can't appreciate the color or the flowers, but it was as spectacular then as it is now. How about this video from our KTTV archives in 1979? But whether now or in the late 70s, one thing never changes: camping out on Colorado Boulevard.
What time did you get here?
3.
Wasn't it a little cold this morning?
Of course.
And when it starts, oh, fun. Look, there's the Cal Poly Pomona float from 1979. It was called Grin and Barrett. Barrett, get it? And the hairstyles. My hair looked like that when I was a college student. Like those at Cal Poly who built this. They worked so hard on these things each year.
We've been working ever since the fall quarter began, late September. And what you see is where we've gotten so far.
As the years went by, our reporters captured slices of parade life and how float makers captured the theme of that particular year. Like this one, in 1980, the reporter is Larry Atterbury. He talked about the theme of that year's 91st Rose Parade, Music of America, and how that year's Grand Marshal fit right in. Old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra, riding with his wife Barbara. He told Atterbury earlier he's been in a lot of places, but nothing like this.
And this year's Grand Marshal, tennis great Billie Jean King.
This is like a dream come true. I remember saying to my mom and dad one day, that would be fun to be the Grand Marshal. I cannot wait until January 1st for the best day ever. And thank you, and I wish all of you the best day ever.
Pretty interesting to watch, right? Fox 11 News in depth, A History of Roses, will continue right after this break. Be right back. Craig Bugaski is the CEO of Artistic Entertainment Services. These are people that make floats. You see some of them behind us. And this is your favorite time of year, isn't it?
It's one of the busiest times of the year, that's for sure.
You've got 16 floats.
16 floats, yep.
From companies like?
We have a Honda float.
And then here you got the AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
AIDS Healthcare Foundation.
And the guy in the purple is going to be Charlie Chaplin, if I understand correctly. And then on the other side of that is this really cool bowling flow. Tell me about that one.
Go Bowling. They are an organization that promotes bowling alleys. It's got all the pins on the bowling alley, the bowling balls, and it's got the big iconic retro bowling sign.
Sign go around?
No, the sign doesn't go around, but it is 35 feet tall.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's tall. And it really does take a village, doesn't it? There are a lot of people around here working. Welders and painters and all kinds of folks.
Yes. It all starts with the design. Then we move into a 3D design. And a lot of the sculpture items are done by our 7-axis robotic CNC. We carve them out of foam. And then we do a polyurethane coating over those sculptures. And the welders put all the metal together on the floats. And then there's all the floral planning.
Is that what we call the latest state of the art?
Most part.
I mean, if we think back, it used to be stagecoaches with roses on it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this is way far away from that. And the theme this year is?
Best day ever.
The best day ever, which, by the way, this is the best day ever. And how do these flows sort of reflect that theme?
I think that one of the best days ever is the start of the new year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best day ever, right? You get the start of the new year.
Until the second day of the new year.
Well, then it all goes down from there.
Right. I don't know what all you're doing when you're not overseeing the building of floats here. So are you selling? Are you preparing? Are you designing? What's going on?
After the first of the year, you take the floats apart from the previous year, obviously, and then you start doing presentations and move on to the next year.
You know, these people who are sponsoring the floats, they come in with design ideas?
Most clients come in with an idea or a direction, something they want to accomplish. The U.S. Army is turning 250 years this year. They're doing a celebration in the parade, and they had an idea that they wanted to move forward with, and we take that idea and put it in the Rose Parade medium.
And because this parade is seen by so many millions of people, literally around the world, it's a great advertisement. When your float goes down Colorado Boulevard, it's a wonderful advertisement for our place. There's a float over there you're making for Louisiana. That promotes New Orleans, right?
Absolutely. Louisiana's been in the parade. This is their third year, I believe. And they are very entrenched in sending the message of best day ever.
Yeah, we've talked before, and the one thing I've never really asked you is to tell folks out there that are coming down to the parade the best way to kind of look at the floats that you've made, the perspective that they maybe should have as they look at this. We know so much work goes into this, not only what you're doing here, but the flowers being put in meticulously by volunteers.
There's hundreds and thousands of flowers that are on every float, and there's a lot of work that goes into them. There's a lot of different employees and volunteers and the tournament itself. I mean, the parade is so much that goes into it, and it's hoping that people walk away with some type of emotion, right? Something they saw, something they connected with, and walk away with the memory of, you know, best day ever.
Good words if you go to the parade or if you watch it on TV, and thanks for helping make me have the best day ever.
I'll talk to you later.
Good to see you. When Fox 11 News In Depth, A History of Roses continues, you'll meet the Queen, the court, and hear more history of this famous event. Right now I'm surrounded by royalty. We have Queen Lindsay Charles, her court, and what's it like to be a rose queen?
I mean, it's really exciting. I grew up watching the Rose Parade as a kid, so to be a part of a tradition in Pasadena that has lasted so long is so amazing to me, and it's really exciting to connect with others.
Is that like a dream come true?
It really is, yeah. I mean, I remember going on Colorado Boulevard and kind of looking down at the Rose Parade as a kid, and so I'm really excited to be on that float on January 1st.
What do you think that'll be like?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'll remember it. I feel like everything will rush through, and I'll be at the end, and I will just be like, what's happened?
Is that how things have been going? It's just
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Lizette, introduce yourself. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Hi, my name is Lizette Parker. I'm looking to study managerial economics or business in college, so some career along that path.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Brunson. I go to John Muir High School. I'm hoping to take the pre-law track and one day become district attorney.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Hi, I'm Laura Georgian, and I go to Mayfield Senior School, and like Sanaya, I want to go in the pre-law track.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Natalia Pradon. I go to Flint Ridge Preparatory School in La Cunada, and when I grow up, I want to become a physician.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Simone Ball, and I go to Arcadia High School, and when I grow up, I want to be a news anchor and a journalist.
A news anchor?
Yes.
And here, stay back here in the studio.
Back to you in the studio.
Back to me. You're going to take my job. and you?
Hi, my name's Kate Kelly, and I hope to study business.
All right, very good. Well, let me just come back around with another question. What has this experience been like for you?
It's been surreal. Every day has been so much fun, and I just am so grateful to be a part of this Rose Court.
And finally, a big thank you to all of our colleagues at Fox 11, all of those people who have worked behind the scenes, our camera people, our technical people, our producers, and also, let's not forget, somebody who brought us this parade for years, the talented Bill Welch. Bill Welch was the voice and face of the Rose Parade here for KTTV. In fact, along the parade route, we had a huge presence, a great tall camera tower. You couldn't miss it with those big letters KTTV. Bill gave us all the details during those broadcasts about the floats, the bands, and he was really good at it. And to listen to Bill, the last 47 of those 48 years were the easiest.
I got to tell you, the first year was a real killer because I'm up all night, I'm going to do the parade, and in those days you could be very active. I'm out on the street, flag down the float of the Queen, climb up on the float, interview the Queen, then say, okay, go ahead.
Thanks for joining us for Fox 11 News In Depth, the history of roses. To you, to your family and friends, all the best in 2025 from all of us. Happy New Year. I'm Hal Eisner, Fox 11 News.